Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood. It's Wednesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Great to be with you in the Word of God. And as we are together in the Word of God, we find ourselves in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. After calling Timothy to use him as a model and as a mentor, he now comes to Timothy and he says to him, listen, here's what I want you to remember. Here's what he says in verse 15 of 2 Timothy chapter 1. You are aware that all who are in Asia turned away from me, among whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes, and may the Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. But when he arrived in Rome, he searched for me earnestly and found me. May the Lord grant him to find mercy from the Lord on that day. And you well know all the service he rendered at Ephesus. Well, here's a fact. When you're in ministry, you're going to find people that you thought were dependable are not dependable. Now, how do you make yourself ready for the abandonment of others whom you've ministered to? In this case, there were two individuals, Phygellus and Hermogenes, who the Apostle Paul had ministered to, and when Paul was put into prison, they abandoned him. They turned away. They went away. Now, does that mean that they were lost? Not necessarily. That may be an indicator that they did not have a true saving relationship with Christ, but it may also be a momentary faltering in their Christian life as well. You can see these things happen from time to time. It does mean that they were not able to stay the course and support their brother in the Lord. Now, whether they were not saved and this was an indicator, or they were saved and this was an indicator of weakness in their Christian life, I don't know. And the Apostle Paul doesn't say. But the Apostle Paul does bring into the specter the last day and the fact that we will give an account on the last day, and our lives will also be there to give an account for the factor of the stewardship of our life. And he does that by bringing up this well-known supporter of Paul and others. His name was Onesiphorus. Onesiphorus had not only been faithful in the days of the persecution that took place in Ephesus, he was also faithful when the Apostle Paul ended up in Rome. Now, you need to remember, when Paul is writing this, where is Timothy? Timothy is at Ephesus, so he knows Onesiphorus, and he knows of his witness and his legacy ministry at Ephesus itself. And now Paul is telling him, not only does he minister faithfully there in Ephesus where you are, Timothy, but he was dependable when I was put into prison, and when he arrived in Rome, he did not run away from me, he ran to me, and may the Lord repay him on that day. So here's just a little insight for us in ministry. There will be those who we anticipate will be dependable, and they're not dependable. Well, what makes you stay the course in that day and not fall away yourself in disappointment is you haven't put your hope and your trust in people. Put your hope and your trust in the Lord. He will never leave you. He will always be with you. Therefore, when people abandon you, it will hurt. It will cause discouragement, but it will not cause you to abandon your ministry because your hope was not in them. Your hope was in the Lord. And then when you see those who reflect Christ and by the power of Christ stay the course and stay with you through the difficult days of suffering for Christ in ministry, then they become someone that you're not expecting, but someone for which you can be grateful. Turn all of your expectations over to the Lord. He alone is dependable. When others stand with you, it becomes a moment of thanksgiving to the Lord because you know they were able to stand in the same light of why you're able to stand, and that is the Lord gave them strength and he gave them the ability to stand with you, and now you can stand with them. Praise the Lord. Stand firm in Christ. Your dependency upon Christ. When others falter and fall away, lift them up that Christ will bring them to repentance. When others stay the course with you, give praise to the Lord. They're gifts from the Lord to you in your life and ministry, and Christ alone is to be praised. That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.